This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We are live at the Douglas County Fair, checking out what is going on around the Umpqua Valley. The sun has come out. Now, that's a positive. However, now my equipment is sitting out in the sun. That one I'm a little worried about, so we'll see here. We're going to continue to kind of monitor the temperature. Let's see if we can do this. We're going to move this way because we're that portable. We're going to actually move right over here, and let's turn that way and get out of the sun a little bit, because as much as I would like to be in the sun, I don't want the equipment dying in the middle of the interview. So we're out here at the Douglas Timber Operators Association booth, and we can see the midway and see a lot of things that are going on out here at the fair. Going to be talking to a lot of different folks in this half hour, and Tina Roy is with DTO. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So talk about what you guys have here. You've got a tent, and I understand kind of a change towards the future about because you guys have had different tents, different things out here for years, but what's the plan moving forward?
Well, we've got some pretty exciting news. We're in a transitional tent this year. It's much smaller than what we have had in the past. And in 2023, we will be out here in a permanent wood structure, a pavilion-like building.
So what will that enable you to do?
Well, it will save us a lot of money for not having to rent that big tent, and we'll not have to haul as much things, many things back and forth.
And then is that going to be something that you might use at other times in the year too?
Yes, it'll be used for forestry-related educational events.
And even if you wanted to have something going on during one of the other seasons where you've got the home show or you've got one of the sportsman show or things like that?
I believe so. We haven't really talked about definite plans, but we'll definitely use it for the fish derby banquet, for the oyster feed, and other events that we might have.
So if somebody comes over while they're out here at the fair, and there's so many things to do out here, you've got lots of different things. You've got other groups in here. We're going to talk to a couple of them in a minute. But for DTO, what kinds of things can folks learn here?
Well, we have a lot of just forestry-related information in our tent. We have a craft for kids. They can come out here and make a wood cookie necklace. And every evening from
a
5...
A what necklace?
A wood cookie necklace.
What is a wood cookie necklace?
Well, they're like 3 inches of sliced wood. And the kids can use stencils and draw pictures, and they can tie leather around them and make a necklace or a Christmas ornament.
There are rules about the use of the word that you just used, because it is August, and we don't talk about that other season until we get further down the road, because this is still summer. So I would just like to point that out. I don't want to get in trouble with management.
Okay.
I'm kind of kidding there, but I just trying to avoid the word Christmas here this time of year. But okay, so holiday necklace is fine.
Okay, holiday necklace. And we also have a very nice wood chainsaw bear that we're going to be raffling it off at the end of the week. You can get entered to win this bear if you come to our Wheel of Forestry, which happens every evening from 5 to 7. You come in and take a little quiz and then spin the wheel and win a cool prize.
Wow. So pretty neat out here. What are you seeing at the fair? I mean, you've been out here pretty much all day, all week, right?
Correct.
And it looks like we've got good crowds out here. And what about the fair weather?
Actually, it's been really nice, much cooler than in years past.
Yeah, we've had a few hot years lately and a little bit cooler, kind of warming up a little bit today, a little bit more tomorrow, but the hot wave comes in next week. So people that don't always like to get out are coming out here, and you get to see a lot. I mean, you could talk about some of the things that you see from here.
Oh, I can see lots of things from here. I mean, we've got hats, we've got Lucky Seven freeze-dried candy. I see a bar that you can pull up and win $100 if you
can actually get to the top or something, perhaps.
You have to hang for a certain period of time. And we've got a big log truck, Whitaker log truck out here loaded with logs.
Wow, a lot of neat things out here. So the Douglas Timber Operators Association booth, so are you guys pretty much open whenever the fair is?
Yeah, we close at 7 o'clock,
but
we're here the rest of the time.
All right, cool. Tina Roy from DTO, thanks for talking with us.
All right, thanks.
Kyle Reed from the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal. Did I get that right?
You did. Good job.
All right, very good. So talk about what you're doing out here.
Yeah, so we're just out here teamed up with DFPA to spread some more messages on wildfire prevention. So we're in the middle of fire season right now, and you know, there's a lot of things people can still do, even if they're not using power equipment because of the fire restrictions, to prepare ahead of wildfires.
And how are you getting ready? I mean, we're going into this hot period starting Sunday or Monday, and we've got like a 10 to 12 days for Roseburg anyway. We're going to be in the mid-90s, maybe pushing 100. What does that do out in the wildland areas?
Well, you know, so we've had, you know, the luxury the last couple of years with the passages of Senate Bill 762 to do a lot of preventative, you know, measures before fires happen, both with, you know, we're looking at some projects down the road with fuels mitigation and education-related projects, but also on the pre-positioning side of things. So, you know, the last couple of days, we've started pre-positioning some resources in Central Oregon. We had a task force move over there from Marion County. And then tomorrow, we're going to have another task force move up to Klamath County to stand by.
Yeah, how do they determine where to send them?
Yeah, so a lot of that has to do with, you know, the conditions at the time. So when you look back at the last 7 to 10 days, there's been a lot of lightning throughout the state. Luckily, that a lot of that has missed Douglas County. A lot of that's gone up the east side of the Cascades and there in Central Oregon. So we're able to move resources around and pre-position, looking for, you know, areas that have those higher risk of fire. And right now, a lot of that has to do with those holdover lightning strikes from, you know, 7 to 10 days ago. And, you know, like you just mentioned, we're looking at a long extended period of above normal temperatures coming up.
So you have a lot of things that you can do now with this legislation. It seems like it provided a lot of funding in a lot of different areas.
It did, yeah. There was about 11 different state agencies that have a part in this. And again, for our office, there's a lot of great things that are already taking place and a lot of great things coming down the road. Everything, like I mentioned, from pre-positioning resources to fuels mitigation grants and wildfire training and apparatus and all kinds of other things. So this has been a great opportunity for our office and other state agencies.
So what's kind of the nuts and bolts of what your job is now?
So my job really right now is focused on wildfire, and it's really looking for prevention, mitigation, education opportunities within the communities of Coos, Curry, Douglas, and Lane counties.
All right. Kyle Reed, Oregon Office of the State Fire Marshal. Now, Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association, you're over here as well. What kinds of things are you doing?
Hi, Kyle. Thanks for having us. We have Smokey Bear out doing some fire prevention with the kids.
And didn't he just have a birthday?
He did. That was August 9th, and he just turned 78 years old, and he looks pretty good for being 78.
Well, that was just 2 days ago,
That's correct. It was right before we started the fair, so we didn't have any Smokey Bear cake or Smokey Bear cupcakes this year, but everybody has made it out to the fair to wish him a happy birthday in person, and he's loving giving everybody hugs.
So is he out here just specific hours?
We try to have him out here from about 12 to 7 p.m. randomly. Smokey Bear needs to eat lunch and take breaks, so you can find him around here.
All right. He's not hiding around here right now, is he?
Right now, he is most likely near the ticket booth.
Ah, okay.
Hint, hint for those that are out here.
And I will tell you from past years that Smokey doesn't talk on the radio.
No, Smokey's a little radio shy.
Interesting. So, what do you like getting out here to be? I mean, you got out of the office, you get to see all this year. What's that like?
I'm out of the office, and this is my first year as PIO out here for DFPA, so I'm enjoying meeting the community and meeting all the different members and the supporters of DTO that stopped by the booth, and just all of our fire prevention teams that are out here. It's really awesome to just be in the middle of the community and making handshakes and providing fire prevention information for those that are interested.
And what are your concerns going into this hot period for fire danger?
We just want everybody to know, with the weather warming up for the next 2 weeks, those fuels are drying out there. So please pay attention to fire prevention regulations that are enacted right now. We're at a public use restriction level high, which means mowing that grass and using those chainsaws are limited and restricted to the hours before 10 a.m. or after 8 p.m. Looking at the fuels that are drying up out there, fire is kind of spreading a little extreme right now. So possible changes to public use restrictions might be coming up in the near future as well.
All right, Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Kyle.
We have more when we come back. We're live from the Douglas Timber Operators booth inside Douglas County. Taking a break, back in a couple minutes. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. It is 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Make sure and listen to Umpqua Valley Live this afternoon. We have got the founder and the lead vocalist of the Marshall Tucker Band is going to be on with us, getting ready for their show tonight. I'll be doing the crowd welcome for that at 8 o'clock, getting recaffeinated to stay up that late because that's a little past my bedtime. But it's going to be a big show tonight. So lead singer of the Marshall Tucker Band with us on Umpqua Valley Live this afternoon, and also play back a segment of the interview Monday with Jay Leno, and cover some other things as well. Well, we're kind of looking around at things happening here at the fair, and right by us is a booth we want to talk about, and why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Hi, I'm Kristen Griffith with Lucky 7 Freeze-Dried Treats.
Freeze-dried treats. Now, I'm intrigued. Where did you get the idea?
I bought a freeze dryer to preserve our harvest from our garden and our foraging that we do, and decided to sell some candy to offset some of the costs of my machine, and it kind of took off, and it's become pretty successful.
So freeze-dried candy, like what do you freeze-dry?
All sorts of things. Skittles are most popular. The Nerds gummy clusters poof up, and we call them COVIDs because they look like spike proteins, and people really like those.
I'm not sure the word COVID is the best
one. I know, but it's a good way to make a joke over something that's not very funny.
Yeah, that's true. So what else do you have?
We've got Skittles, we've got Snickers, we've got Werther's Caramels, Airheads Bites, lots of things. There's many, many, many choices.
So where do you do all this at?
Out of my house in Glendale, Oregon.
And so Lucky 7 is the name of the business then, right?
Yes, Lucky 7. I am a mom of 7 amazing children, and I am the luckiest one ever, so that's the name.
Well, that's its own full-time job, I suspect. What's the age range?
My oldest is 21, and my twins are 4.
Wow, yeah, so you've got
I have a big spread.
You've got your hands full, and yet you've got a business going at the same time, which is probably why it's in your home, because you've got to keep track
Absolutely.
Of multiple things at once. Oh, that's great. So I understand you're pretty involved down in Glendale.
Yes, I just purchased a property, and there's 3 units in my property that are the food pantry, the free clothing bank, and also a Celebrate Recovery, where people can go to get some support and go to meetings and things like that. So I really didn't want our community to lose this when it went up for sale. So I bought it, and I'm going to turn the back into a community garden.
And is that kind of right on one of the main areas?
Yes, it's on Pacific Avenue.
Wow. And how talk about when the Celebrate Recovery, when does that meet?
I'm not sure exactly. They're renters from me.
Ah,
but,
gotcha.
They just opened, and it's just begun. So you can contact the Olivet Church in Glendale, and they'll probably give you all the information you need.
Perfect. So what other things? Now, you're selling candy out here, but you said you really started this out to do with, like, vegetables?
Yeah, I did, because we grow a lot of our own food, and I wanted to be able to preserve it long-term, not like canning that only lasts a couple of years, and this way we were able to, we can have stuff shelf-stable forever.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for talking
for us.
Thanks
so much.
All right, and one more person now. Come on over, and we're going to talk to one of the other folks that we found here at the Douglas County Fair. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to us?
Hello, I'm Blake Cordell, the owner and operator of Caretaker Natural Foods.
So what is Caretaker Natural Foods? What do you do?
So it's a healthy snack food business. I make bars that are made out of fruit and nuts, and there's no sugar added and no preservatives to it. So it's a healthy alternative to a lot of the snacks that are out there.
So where'd you get the idea?
So I originally started with trying to make snacks for myself and developed the recipes and researched pairings and did some what I like to call market research. I made some samples and took them to all my friends and family and coworkers and kind of shoved them on them and said, hey, try this. Is this good? And then I finally started asking the question of, would you buy this at a store? Would you spend money on it? And the answer that I got was overwhelmingly yes. So I've always kind of wanted to have my own business, an entrepreneurial spirit, and thought that growing it here in Roseburg and hopefully in the future providing jobs for our residents here is my ultimate goal. So that's where I started.
How long ago did this begin?
About a year and a half. So I've been upgrading my process of machinery and learning as I go. And so I sell them here at Sherm's, the Roseburg Sherm's and Umqua Survival. And I've made some really great connections so far here at the fair. So I'm going to work on expanding locations as I go forward.
So what are some of the specific snacks?
So I make the fruit nut bars. So I have different recipes of those. My more popular one is a raisin peanut and dark chocolate bar. And I have several other recipes that have different nuts, some like almonds, some without chocolate, some with chocolate, and using different fruit. So whatever your taste may be, I have a recipe that would line up with that.
So where did you get the idea for some of the recipes? Did you kind of take things that you already just sort of have been doing informally by yourself? Or?
Yes, for the most part. Some of it was just trying and seeing what tastes good, see what people liked. And I did a lot of research into what paired with what. So whether it was, like raisins and peanuts or, it's kind of a traditional like trail mix idea or, something, strawberries pairs well with almonds and chocolate. So a lot of it was market research or real life trying them out.
What about things that you tried out that just didn't work?
So I had one of my first ones that didn't quite work out was like a dedicated cranberry bar. But cranberries are really, you either like them or you don't. I was able to redo that recipe so it wasn't mainly cranberries. It's now apples, cranberries, and cinnamon, which is a really good mix rather than primary being cranberries.
And are you interested in experimenting with off-the-wall other ideas?
Yes, yeah. So what's nice about the operation just being me so far is I'm flexible and I can customize. So I've had some other shop owners come up here to me here at the fair and want to do some like custom gift baskets, which I can do. Also working with Thrive Umqua, the local health advocacy group, and doing some custom samples for them, working those up for them. So definitely open to some customization as I go forward. Also looking at doing some more trail mix type stuff. As well, if folks don't prefer bars.
So do you put all this together? You've got a kitchen like in your home, or how do you do it?
Nope, I have a small space in a kitchen, and I'm state inspected and certified.
And there's probably a lot of process to doing that the right way, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, it's very, very much got to be by the book. Luckily our state inspector for this area, she's extremely helpful. Has answered a ton of questions for me, and so I've got my process down quite well so far. So.
And again, where can people find these?
Sherm's, aisle 4, the natural food section, and Uncle Survival.
Wow, you're that good that you know exactly what aisle it's on.
Yes, oh yeah.
That's good. People can find things usually in stores they go to normally, but I can't tell you what aisle anything is on any store I shop in, mm-hmm. So I'm impressed with that. And do you have like a Facebook page or anything like that yet?
Yes, sir. Yes. I have an Amazon storefront right now. Not sure if I want to keep going with that, but I have a Facebook at Caretaker Natural Foods. So if you go like the Facebook page, I'll put more information out there on where, if I decide to keep you in online sales.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for talking to us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. That about wraps up the program here. And we are live out at the Douglas County Fair on Inside Douglas County. Come on out. The fair is open tonight until later and till 11 o'clock, in fact. And this evening, the Marshall Pecker Band will be live.
You're listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.